Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to episode 12 of A New Thing. A new thing because we're trying to learn the lessons of the pandemic, what God has taught us, and a new thing because as we move forward to more meetings together physically, as the regulations allow, we are learning new things. And prayerfully and hopefully we are trying to figure that all out together. And I'm recording these as a way of, in a sense, journaling what I'm learning in the hope that it might help other people, but also because I'd like your ideas. So what's on my mind this week is the challenge of re-gelling. So the last 12 months, we've seen each other on screens. Not much more than that. A little bit here and there seeing each other, but not very much. Indeed, we've had, so God has blessed us with some new people coming to join us from various parts of the world. A family joined us from Hong Kong. Another family have joined us from Africa. And we haven't actually physically seen one of those families yet. So for some of us, it's gelling for the first time into this congregation. For those of us who've been around a while, it's re-gelling. Because the strength of our gelling together has been stretched and perhaps I'd say even a bit damaged by the fact that we've had the pandemic, we've not been able to meet together physically, hug each other, look each other in the eye and talk heart to heart in the way we'd like to. So we need to re-gel. And my question today is, what are you doing to re-gel? What are you doing to re-gel with your congregation, as a congregation, or with your brothers and sisters in Christ? I really appreciate Akin and Pat, two members of our congregation who last week had organized a barbecue after church, and they were able to have some people in their garden. It was lovely weather. What are we doing to re-gel? And one of the reasons I'm asking this is for myself too, because I love the congregation here, the Watford Church of Christ. I think they're just amazing and wonderful. I would not want to be anywhere else. It's phenomenal. But I have to say, this is not a reflection on the congregation. This is a reflection on me. There are times when I don't feel like going to one of our gatherings. Even this last Sunday, it was a phenomenal time. It was wonderful. I didn't really feel like going. There's something about the last 12 months and perhaps connected to my personality where I sense a greater resistance to going than usual. And here's the thing I've noticed even this Sunday. The resistance is stronger. Now, I went because I'm a Christian and I believe in Hebrews 10, 24, 25. It says, let's spur one another on. Let's not give up meeting together. And I trust that God will bring about something good from it. So I go and I don't feel like it. And it's not like every week I don't feel like it. But I feel the resistance more strongly sometimes. And then the gap between the resistance and the joy I feel when I turn up is bigger than it has ever been in my life. So this Sunday when I went, the joy of actually seeing people, of hugging people, of talking together, of singing together, of being together, worshiping, was a more sort of intense joy than I would normally experience. But not that long earlier in the morning, I felt a greater resistance to going than I would normally feel. So I'm wondering whether this is a common experience, or maybe I'm just the odd one out. I'm the strange one with a real personal problem here. I don't know. But this is an interesting thing for me. A greater resistance to going, but a greater joy when I do go. And I feel that I've got to work at asking God to strengthen me, to help me to desire this re-gelling. And as a congregation, we're all trying to work out, how do we re-gel? What are you doing? What are you learning? What do you think helps congregations to have that unity of heart and mind and spirit? It talks about in Colossians 2, that unity of encouragement together, of love, really. What helps us as we come out of this pandemically restricted meeting together chapter we've been in? So I'd love your thoughts. So drop me a line, please, if you would. malcolm@malcolmcox.org, or you can leave a message anywhere you hear this recording. malcolm@malcolmcox.org. That's it for today. Let's re-gel for Jesus. Until the next time, take care and God bless.